Playing a player piano starts with your feet on the pedals, heels planted at the bottom, and you pivot from your ankles. The harder you pump, the louder the sound from the piano.
Part of the appeal of it to me is the utter magic of it. That this is a piece of paper with holes in it, and yet through the glory of, you know, gears and pumps and all the mechanism that's in there, it's making music.
Bob Berkman joined QRS in 1975. At the time, he was an unhappy pre-dental student in Cleveland.
I decided, well, I can do this extracurricular thing and make a roll and go to Buffalo. And I did all that, and I showed my homemade roll to Ramsey Tick, and he offered me a job.
The heyday of player pianos themselves was in the 1920s. During that time, QRS was located in the Bronx. With the advent of radio and the Depression, popularity for the instrument died off. After QRS's owner passed away in 1961, Buffalo lawyer Ramsey Tick came into the picture.
Ramsey hated the practice of law, didn't want anything to do with it, and had been managing the Buffalo Philharmonic. Music was really his first love, and he also enjoyed player pianos, and he heard that this business was going to be up for sale, and he went to the Bronx and sort of served an apprenticeship there under the guy's widow, and when she was ready to sell, he bought it and moved it to Buffalo in 1966.
When Berkman arrived, the factory on Niagara Street was booming, and it employed 32 people.
There was this glorious cacophony when you went in there, because there was machinery running, you know, perforators banging away, and rolls being tested, so there was piano music going on, and then there was arranging going on in the arranging room, so you would hear plinking and plunking and other machinery grinding and phones ringing, and always the aroma of coffee. Coffee flowed through that place. There was a river of it.
Inside the factory, the perforator is where the process of manufacturing begins for a piano roll. Up through the 70s, all the information that was perforated was contained on a paper master roll that was read by another machine. That changed in the 80s.
We converted to the Apple IIe computer, and that's still how it's being operated. So these little 5 1/4 inch floppies replaced the paper master roll. That Apple IIe may look pretty primitive to you, but compared to the early 20th century technology of paper master rolls, yes, this was a quantum leap.
QRS stopped regularly releasing rolls in the early 2000s. When walking around the inside of the factory today, it looks trapped in time from a forgotten era. For Berkman, that was part of the charm.
When I worked here, all these machines and all these processes were pretty much the same as they had been for, you know, since nearly the turn of the century or into the 1920s.
Much of the equipment will be moved to the Story and Clark Piano Manufacturing Facility in Pennsylvania, which is part of QRS Music Technologies. Berkman says it represents an end of an era, the end of belt-driven manufacturing on Niagara Street.
Rich Products was there, and we were, you know, up the street from them. Real estate on Niagara Street was, I think, kind of in the doldrums. And now it's hot.
New player pianos can be operated digitally, but just like when you hear someone who prefers vinyl to a CD or download, Berkman just can't quit the intimacy of an old-fashioned player piano.
It's much more interesting to me to, you know, open it up and you know, and see the bellows going and the knowing that this very old technology is creating something listenable and something that affects you. Something that, you know, can touch your soul from nothing more than a piece of paper with holes in it.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.